outside where the cows and sheep are set out to graze.
In a pasture?
And now a fence made of boards about this wide, side by side.
Picket fence?
To be a picket fence in your mind, do the boards have to come to a peak point at the top?
Yes, I would say so.
Would you have a different name for the fence if it didn't have points on it?
No, no.
Just flat?
No.
How about these fences that you have out in the country to keep animals in, and they have sharp points sticking out? It's made out of wire with
You mean a wire fence?
Yes, but this is one that has these.
I know what you mean. Those.
Would you call it a barbed wire fence?
Yeah, a barbed wire fence. I couldn't think of the name barbed wire. I haven't heard that in so long.
And now these fences you have around playgrounds, these taller fences, it's made out of this.
Playground fences?
Yeah, is that what you call that?
Yes, I would.
And now these fences you have out in the country made out of long pieces of wood piled up and out of the field.
You mean on the order of what we have here? In the front there?
Yeah, I like that. What would you call that?
Well, I just called a rural fence. I don't know what else you'd call it.
Rail fence or something.
Rail fence, yes.
And when you put up a fence, you have to drive something into the ground. You have to drive
a post.
All right, the plural of that.
Posts.
And a pile of. Rocks or stone made into a fence or a wall. What would you call that? A
stone fence.
And good dishware is sometimes called
china.
And on the when you have chickens, you might have one of the you might have a. Thing made of this that you put in the nest.
Oh, a china egg?
Carrying water, for instance, a
pail, bucket.